Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Catherine Smybert. In the wake of the current crisis in the Middle East, varying leaders in the church are echoing Pope Benedict XVI's appeal for peace. Director of the Pontifical Institute of Arabic and Islamic Studies, Father Justo Lacunza Balda, spoke to Matthew Dixon of the undermining effect of the cycle of terrorism.
The acts of terrorism undermine relations between states, between nations, and between peoples. And terrorism is the plague of our modern age, and particularly when it is performed or it is handled in the name of religion. And I think the Pope is very, very clear about it.
So what can the international communities do to help at this time?
Well, I think the international community has perhaps to do less talk and more action. I think too much and too many of the problems of the Middle East are left in the hands of politicians.
President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, Cardinal Renato Rafael Martino, adds that the engagement of the international community helps us not to lose hope.
The Cardinal said, "Today we must recall the United Nations' sense of mission or vocation to maintain peace and stability in every possible way. No conflict can be considered at just a local level due to the implications it has on human order, political and economic, and its effects on the safety of the world. This is why it's important for our world to be conscious of these and work harder to help our brothers in the Middle East for a common destiny of peace."
That was President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, Cardinal Martino.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.